Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Anti-tax advocates in the state are again taking aim at the state sales tax. The Alliance to Roll Back Taxes, led by Libertarian Carla Howell, wants to put a measure before voters this fall that would cut the state sales tax from 6.25% to 3%. The group submitted voter signatures to the Secretary of State this week and say they have enough signatures to put the idea to a vote this November. To say the effect on the state would be significant may be an understatement. To get a sense of that, we're joined now by Michael Widmer of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. Good to speak to you, Michael.
Nice to join you, Bob.
Let me ask you a dollar figure. How much money would the state have to cut from the state budget, do you imagine, if the sales tax were rolled back to 3% even?
$2.5 billion, and we project a $2 billion shortfall in the fiscal 2012 budget anyway. So the combination would be $4.5 billion that would have to be cut out of the state budget.
So put that into perspective. How would that sort of cut compare to the cuts that were included in this year's budget?
Oh, it would dwarf the cuts we've seen to date. I mean, this is the state's worst fiscal crisis, so of course this sales tax ballot question couldn't come at a worse time. But even in the state's worst fiscal crisis ever, the cuts have been in the magnitude of maybe $1.5 billion to $2 billion. But then what we're talking about here on the sales tax, on top of the cuts that are going to be required anyway in 12, would be of a scale that is unprecedented in the state's history and would devastate a whole range of services, local schools, police, fire, public higher education, human services, public safety. The list goes on and on.
Well, let me ask you this question. Some people might be asking, how is that possible? The state budget's $27 billion. How, when you cut $4 billion out of it, not that $4 billion is a sneeze, but when you cut $4 billion out of it, how is it possible that the pain runs so wide and deep?
A significant portion of state spending is really non-discretionary. It's required by law or even the Constitution. When you take maybe 10, 15 billion of that, you've then got a much smaller base of maybe $15 billion, and you're going to take $4 billion out of that. This is on top of $2 billion of cuts already, so the scale is enormous.
Michael Widmer, head of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Now on to the politics of this issue, as we're joined by Jeffrey Berry, political science professor at Tufts University. Jeff, hello.
Thanks, Bob.
The tax issue, Jeff, is certainly on the minds of voters. Almost all the time, but especially probably this year, a poll out this spring said nearly 50% of people support cutting the sales tax to 3%. You think this issue has political legs?
It has legs. Certainly, it's going to remain controversial all the way through November. I think the political context in this cuts two ways, Bob. Working in favor of the proposal is that we have a lot of voters who are hurting from unemployment, from underemployment, and they're cranky, they're frustrated, and they may want to lash out and vote for this just because they want to shake government up. Cutting against this is that voters have already seen a lot of budget cuts in their own communities. They've seen schools and police laid off. And I think only the most extreme anti-taxers are going to believe we can cut this much money out of our state budget and not have it affect us directly in our communities.
Is this going to be one of those ballot questions, one of those issues that draws a lot of money and a lot of talk as we move closer toward Election Day? A lot of TV ads, a lot of radio ads about this?
I think the advantage in terms of TV ads goes to the side that wants to protect the budget, because I think unions are going to put some money into this. They have an organizational advantage. I think the anti-taxers have a tougher time raising money and building an organization. So I think in that case, I'd look for the what might call the pro-taxers or pro-state tax people having a leg up.
If this question appears on the ballot, it could in some ways rival the governor's race for attention, do you think? And if that's the case, who might that benefit in the race for governor, and who might that hurt?
My guess is that in the end, those people who are so anti-tax are going to vote for this would end up voting anyway, and by no means would vote for Deval Patrick. So I'm not sure it's really going to have much of an impact on the governor's race. The governor's race is going to suck up all the air in the room, so I think this is actually going to be secondary.
Even when ballot questions like this pass, they seem to have a mixed track record later in the legislature. It was 10 years ago that voters approved a rollback in the state income tax, but then lawmakers on Beacon Hill halted it. So given the consequences rolling back the sales tax might have in terms of state aid to cities and towns and programs, do you think lawmakers might work to ignore it or thwart it?
No, I don't. I actually believe that the lawmakers, because it's just so difficult to go against the will of the people, as was the case 10 years ago, you correctly point out. But I think that's going to be awfully hard, and I think that that lawmakers will go along with this. They would have to overcome this in a very awkward and public way, and I think they'd catch a lot of flack for going against the electorate.
Jeff Berry, professor of political science at Tufts University, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you.